We have Kendra. Kendra's hitting us up out of St. Pete. Says, Dear Freak Show, I love you guys so much. I'm feeling so self-conscious. I wanted to make a confession today lately. I think Orlando can really help me with this because he's lost a lot of weight. I'm so proud of myself because I've been putting in a lot of work and effort into my body as well. In the last year, I've lost almost 80 pounds. Congratulations. 80 wow. pounds is amazing. Wow. I've lost almost 80 pounds, and sometimes I feel sexy, but when I'm naked, I feel awful about myself. If I'm being honest, I don't feel comfortable outside of my clothes. In my clothes, I look like a snack. When I'm dressed, oh my God, but then when I get naked and all my extra skin is loose, it makes me feel so self-conscious. It makes me feel bad about myself, and it hangs. It's hard for me to get naked with somebody because all that I'm thinking about is them looking at the extra skin that I was hiding and the stretch marks. How can I make myself feel better? I feel so proud at one moment, and then the next, I'm super depressed. I'm now starting to see somebody, and I have so much anxiety over the fact that at one moment he's going to try, and then I'm going to have to fight back to not show myself, and I really would want to. Do you guys really care about that stuff? Maybe I'm tripping, but it's a hard thing to imagine. Kendra from St. Pete.
Kendra, congratulations losing that much weight.
Sure. Don't oversell. You know what I'm saying? Don't sweep that under the rug.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Seriously. I'm trying to lose weight, and it's really difficult, so I feel you. And there's nothing wrong with turning down the lights. There's nothing wrong with making lighting a candle.
I mean, you can't play that game every single time.
Okay. Well.
But they have procedures and things that to handle the loose
skin. Don't nobody want to go through all
that's
that.
That's expensive, too.
If it's a big deal for her.
There's a lot of men out there that don't care.
I'm sorry?
There's a lot of men out there that don't care.
Don't care at all.
I'm sure there's a lot
of. If you're getting it, you're getting it. Okay? I ain't no man going to be like, girl, you know, this could have been better.
This
like,
stretch mark. Saying? Ooh,
like, really?
Yuck.
A little extra skin.
Well, no. I mean, I don't think you speak for all men. I mean, personally, for me, a lot of loose skin would be a turnoff. Just keeping it real.
I mean, what's
it's not a stretch mark or two. It's a lot. I mean, 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
Worth.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Don't like an applause when you working?
An
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you handling business right now, that extra skin just be like this, making noises. It sounds like an applause. Yo, it sounds like a band giving you a drum roll.
There's somebody out there for everybody.
Wow, Dobby.
Yeah, I mean, but there's procedures to handle
Stop
that.
Stop trying to get her to go under the knife. Okay. Skin has an elasticity. It comes back. It just comes back slowly.
Okay.
You know,
well, she's slowly.
It's a lot of Sharpay going on up. It's a lot of Sharpay going up under this Ralph Lauren I got on right now. You know,
but okay. In her case in particular, I'm sure that the guy that she's with has imagined her without her clothes on and is okay with what he imagines.
Wait a minute, right. Was he imagining any extra looseness there? Or was
he probably wouldn't imagine
else?
That, but
it's
I mean,
it's not going to be a total surprise.
Yeah, he's not a surprise if he knows where her travels have been. Yeah. He
right.
should know.
So it's not a big deal. So you're saying it's not a big deal.
For some people.
I'm saying it's not a big deal. If a guy, there's a wise thing I got to pull up from Cat Williams. Makes it harsh right there. Somebody said on the line, Dobby, you don't like fluffy girls?
I like thick girls. I'm down for thick girls.
Is that something to say?
This isn't that. My issue, you know.
Right. I'm just making sure you straight fix it for the ladies.
I like thick girl. Okay. I prefer a thick girl.
There you go.
Yeah. I like
say it with say it with your chest, Dobby. Say it with your chest.
But that's different than a bunch of just loose.
Dobby acted like he was a bird flying away.
Good Lord. Kinsley is on the phone. How you doing this morning? Kinsley? Hey, Kinsley.
Hello?
Hey there. How you doing?
Oh, this is Tinsley. Sorry.
Tinsley. Hey, girl.
Hey. So, for me, I feel like this. You know, I would love to get the surgery on myself because I'm a mother of four kids, and it's hard to lose weight. But that's not for everybody. And honestly, I've been with my husband for over 20 years. He accepts me for who I am.
He loves you. He loves you just like you are right there. He don't want no changes.
Exactly. Nope. And so she should just let him know, like, listen, it was a struggle for me losing this 80 pounds, but I am a successful, you know, successful story. And if he doesn't like it, then he's not the one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But get you some. Yeah, definitely. You deserve it. After 80 pounds, you deserve it. Get yourself.
Right. You know. Well, you got to reward yourself with something.
Reward yourself with something. There you go. All right. You good. Thank you, Tinsley.
Bye.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, reward yourself.
That's good if you have a man that has already accepted you. But this chick is dating, so she feels a little self-conscious.
Y'all got to profit up this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We ain't got time to worry about no like stretch marks. We know they either came from one of two things. Either you was big and got small, or you was small and got big. Either way, we f***ing. Either way.
That is the wisest thing I've ever heard him say.
I miss Cat Williams. And to the person that keeps texting in, I've never heard this before. She's thicker than cold peanut butter.
What is that person, 60? What, you colder than butter? What?
Yeah, they keep texting.
Thicker than cold peanut butter.
We got a text. It says, that loose skin is her insecurity. She is the only one who can decide to either love it or get rid of it.
It's hard to love something you don't like that's attached to your body. So
I'm
just
saying, don't play yourself. Don't be so worried about your shortcoming that you miss all of the rest of the good parts.
Of course.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm pretty sure I look cool in clothes. And y'all take these clothes off and everybody's face going to go to, okay.
Yeah. What's that face?
I mean, because you look at me and it's like, oh, look at you looking all good. You done lost weight. And right. You take it all off. You're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah,
that's where it went.
It's there.
It's there. It's just not the same.
I mean, but like in your case, I don't think anybody's expecting like a six pack, right? Like
right.
Honestly.
But,
so,
but
in
I'm saying, but there's loose skin.
I get that, but like in her case, it's probably not going to be as shocking to her partner as she has built it up in her.
Absolutely.
Head.
But to you, for people tell you know how it's so self deprecating for folks who have lost weight, and I know I go through this, and y'all witness it. People say something to me like, man, I haven't seen you in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. And I'm like, yeah, but it's a long, you know, because it's easy for me to keep reminding myself how long of a road is still to go.
Yeah.
Because I see myself, and I always joke, hey, man, you should see me naked. You wouldn't be as impressed. You know, because right. In clothes, I look like I've accomplished a lot, and I have. But when you see yourself naked, you immediately think, man, I still ain't there. It ain't just the ab. It's the fact that, you know, and you like everybody's going to expect it, but you really don't until you get in the mirror.
Orlando, are you a light dimmer in the bedroom?
Nah, man.
What do you
no.
do?
No,
I'm Chippendales.
Chippendales.
I'm Chumpendales. What? Turn that light the bright on and it's getting naked.
Oh, man. You come in with a tiki torch.
Yeah. Like, I want all of it illuminated. I want to see
really?
Everything. You can't identify
you
disease
don't dim
in
at all.
The dark.
I'm a dimmer. I like a little bit of mood.
I mean, yeah,
I don't need all the lights on.
Nah,
really?
I think we need to see men are visual.
Yeah, I know. So you can but, see, but, you know, can we
I don't
want to
creep up on it. I don't want to sneak
a
in like
under
the darkness of the night. I want you right. to know I'm coming. Bah, 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 bah. I want that. Like, you a light bringer?
I like to switch it up a little bit. You know, it depends on what's going on.
Yeah, now, if it's one of those, like, spur-of-the-moment things, it ain't got to get dark.
Right.
It's just impassion.
What about all the way dark? Like, you ain't seen
oh,
nothing.
I like all the way dark.
No.
I like that. I call that ray sex.
Yeah. Well, that's
just dog, dog. I love that. Like, you just find your way.
Yeah, but sometimes that's when accidents happen.
But yeah.
Sometimes you ain't find the right way.
Whoopsies.
Hey, wrong way. Wrong way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.